Okay, welcome councillors to the council meeting Wednesday 18th of November 2020. This meeting has been webcast and those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Item one, apologies and requests for leave of absence. Do we have any?
Councillor Jones.
Councillor Jones, somebody like to move that apology? Councillor Bodie, second. Councillor Glanville. All those in favour, I'll put that against. Carried, thank you. Declarations of items procuring other interests. Do we have any?
Item 7.4, I'm a member of the...
Sorry, you are?
Item 7.4.
Name?
Matt Hanson, Director of Corporate Services. Item 7.4, I am a member of the Berrigan RSL Sub-Rage Fundraising Memorial.
Okay. Visitors, we don't have any visitors. Item four, confirmation of the minutes. Recommendation that the minutes of the meeting held at the council chambers on the Wednesday 21st of October 2020 be confirmed. Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Morris. Any comment? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Welcome to the press. Item five, mayoral minutes. There is none. Item six, notice of motion. There is none. Item seven, items for resolution. 7.1, finance accounts. Recommendation that the council receive the financial statement, bank reconciliation certificate and petty cash book made up to the 31st of October 2020. Confirm the accounts paid as per warrant number 10/20 totalling $7,107,599.15. And note the report on the investments attached in Appendix 7.1A. Mover and a seconder, Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Reynoldson. Any comment? Finance manager, any comment?
No, nothing really to add. It's fairly consistent with where we are. Our investments, obviously, in this current climate are generating the returns we would like, but that's the nature of the economy we're in.
All right, no further comment. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. item 7.2, Tokemoor Foreshore Committee of Management. The recommendation to revoke the existing members of the Tokemoor Foreshore Committee of Management pursuant to Section 355 of Local Government Act 1993, appoint the following persons to the Tokemoor Foreshore Committee of Management. Move and a seconder. Moved, Councillor Glanville, second. Councillor Reynoldson. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.3, integrated planning and reporting timetable. You want me to read all that?
No.
So the recommendation as follows, the timetable for the integrated plans for implementation of 2021-2022 financial year. Somebody like to move that they be implemented? Councillor Reynoldson, second. Bodie.
Resolve where you're going.
Yes, okay.
Point three.
Sorry, point three, item B, point three in general, the corporate workshop, be confirmed by council is for the venue of the workshop with two options proposed. Does the mover or the second have a opinion that they'd like to put there or somebody else? Councillor Taylor.
I'd like to go to Beechworth.
I'll second that.
So is the mover and the second are happy to accept that recommendation that we go to Beechworth? Okay, so
it was the mover.
The mover and the second was Councillor Reynoldson moved the original and Councillor Bodie seconded it. That we go to Beechworth, sorry?
This part of the Capital Works tour, we just included a stop off at the Health and Fitness Centre in Berrigan to just have an inspection through that.
Can we not do it that day? Can we do that as a separate event?
Well, you can. I just thought opportunity, that was all.
Yeah. We've got a proper invitation now, which I think you should have received.
Yeah.
But it'd be easier if we did that on a separate day, I think.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. So the recommendation is as written and that we go to Beechworth for our corporate workshop on the 4th or 5th of February. Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.4, War Memorial, Hayes Park, Berrigan. The recommendation the council approved the proposed siting location for the Berrigan War Memorial in Hayes Park, Berrigan, as requested by the Berrigan RSL sub-branch. Branch committee, north of the access driveway off Drilldry Street to lot 32DP118922020, Berrigan Caravan Park.
I'll move it.
Councillor Reynolds moves, second Councillor Morris. Any comment?
Oh, the only comment is that I can't see any reason why the RSL shouldn't have it there. And that's where they want it.
That's their preferred site?
It's a preferred site.
Yep. All right. No further comment. Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Matt Hanson returning. 7.5, Berrigan Shire Council Information Guide. The recommendation that pursuant to Section 21 of the Government Information Public Access Act, the Council adopt the Berrigan Shire Council Information Guide below. I have a mover and a seconder for that item. Councillor Glanville, seconded Councillor Reynoldson. Any comment? Got nothing to add there, Director of Corporate Services?
It's routine. It's an annual requirement, Mr. Mayor, and there's no changes from last year's other than updates and cosmetic changes.
Okay. No further questions or comments. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. That's carried.
Sorry, who was the mover and seconder?
Councillor Glanville, seconded Councillor Reynoldson.
Thank you.
Seven point six, local roads and community infrastructure program. Recommendation that the council prepare and submit an application for funding under the local roads and community infrastructure program for replacement of netball courts, curb and gutter uplift, drainage and resurfacing of car park in Apex Park, Berrigan. Do I have a mover and a seconder?
Do we need to put a monetary value on them or right like that? Is that enough?
We're suggesting you don't at this stage. Sorry, General Manager. We're suggesting you don't at this stage because there's some future discussion to go on about which actual netball courts get replaced. And in term, the curb and gutter can be a scalable project. So as when you determine what you're doing with the netball courts and how much it costs and finalise the cost for Apex Park, you can use the curb and gutter as a scalable item.
Fair enough.
So we have a mover.
Yeah, I'll move it.
Councillor Morris, seconder. Councillor Taylor. Any comment? No comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. 7.7, request for assistance, developer concession. Recommendation that council grant a development concession in line with its statement of revenue policy for the lots listed below. I won't read the lots out, but there's 12 in total, and annual water and sewer charges be waived on these lots up to a maximum period of 3 years or until lots are built upon, sold, leased or otherwise occupied, whichever is sooner. Moving a seconder. Councillor Morris. Yeah. Councillor Glanville seconded. Any comment? Anyone like a comment? No?
Well, it's in with our policy.
Well, I just think we need to... in the light of him not being able to sell the desired lots expediently, I think it's just a case of giving waiving that sort of, that charges so we can he can move ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any further comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 7.8. Themes for the 2021 Berrigan Shire Business Awards. Recommendation that the themes for the 2021 Business Awards will be excellence in innovation, resilience or growth, excellence in shopfront or online integration, the People's Choice Award for excellence in customer service. Have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Reynoldson, seconded Councillor Taylor. Any comment? I think, just if I could make it just a quick one here, I think that obviously happened to... the issue that business has gone through through COVID, that moving forward this may well give some opportunity for businesses to explain how they went through that period and how they've learnt as well and what their projection is looking like for the future. I think it's a good outcome. All those in favour of the recommendation? Against? That's carried. Thank you. 7.9, child safety policy and framework. Recommendation, revoke the child protection policy dated 17th of January 2001 and adopt the child safety policy and framework included as below. We have a mover and a seconder for that. Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Bodie. Any comment around this? If there's not, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried, thank you. 7.10, equal opportunity policy plan. Again, the recommendation is that revoke the equal opportunity policy program, employment opportunity program, and the equal opportunity...
One's a policy and one's a plan.
Sorry, one's a plan and one's a policy, correct? Adopted in 16th of April 2014. And adopt the equal employment opportunity policy and the equal opportunity plan. Set out below. That's a mouthful. Have a mover and a second. Councillor Morris, second. Councillor Taylor. Any comment around that? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Seven-eleven. Investment policy. Recommendation, revoke the council revoke its existing investment policy adopted on the 20th of November 2019 and adopt the investment policy set out below. We have a mover and a seconder. Anyone over on the left? Councillor Glanville, seconded. Councillor Bruce. Any comment? All those in favour? Against? Carried, thank you. 7.12, asset accounting policy. That the council revoke the asset accounting policy adopted on the 17th of July 2019, adopt the asset accounting policy as set out below. Do I have a mover and a seconder for that item? Councillor Bodie, seconded. Councillor Morris, any comment? No, put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.13, accounting policy. Revoke the accounting policy adopted on the 17th of July 2019. Adopt the accounting policy set out below. More procedural stuff. Mover and a seconder, Councillor Mott Reynoldson, second, and Councillor Bruce. Any comment? All those in favour? Against? Carried. 7.14, Berrigan Shared Plant, request for financial assistance. Recommendation that the council advise Berrigan Golf and Bowling Club and the Berrigan Sports Ground Committee of Management and the Berrigan Tidy Towns and Conservation Committee of Management that in relation to the proposed joint purchase plant purchase, it will refer $107,000 for consideration to its budget and submit the joint plant purchase proposal for any appropriate grant funding opportunities to become available. Move Councillor Reynoldson, second Councillor Glanville. Have any comment?
Yeah. I back the proposal. I think it's a good opportunity for encouragement of our volunteers around the town. You know, we're getting older volunteers and they not the maintenance of old gear is getting very hard work, and it's an opportunity to help keep those volunteers in our system. So which way we go, whether it's the budget or grant funding, I think it's an opportunity to check it out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Any further comment? All right. Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 7.15, request for assistance, Tokemoor Golf and Bowls Club. The direction of council is sought. We have a report there. Does anybody like to move a recommendation?
Yep.
Councillor Morris?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Look, I'd just like to move that the council deny the Token Golf Bowls Club request and encourage them to pursue grant funding opportunities elsewhere where available and engage the services of a private contractor.
Okay, do I have a seconder for that recommendation? Councillor Reynoldson. Anyone want to speak against the recommendation? No. Anyone want to speak for the recommendation? No, no further. All right. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Seven point 16, Christmas events contribution. Recommendation: the council make a $1,000 contribution to fund Christmas events in 2022. Berrigan Advancement Group, Berrigan and District Development Association, Finlay Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture, Tokemoor Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. Point two: include this allocation in council's proposed operating budget 21-22 and forward. Withhold payments of the contribution to the Tokemoor Chamber of Commerce and Tourism until an acquittal of the 2019 contribution is returned and approved by the General Manager. Do we have a mover and a seconder?
Just before you do that, Mr. Mayor, could I suggest just in the first line of point one, you make it Christmas events or decorations?
Mm-hmm. Slash. Councillor Reynoldson?
I'd like to scrap number three. I don't see why the Toke Chamber of Commerce should miss out on the money just because they've oversight of not sending a letter back.
Was it an oversight?
Well, was it an oversight?
Well, I don't know. They've certainly chosen not to do it for one reason or another. I think in terms of the accountability of using the council's funds, you should require them to do it. Absolutely. You're not going to not give it to them. They've just got to acquit last year's and get into the habit of acquitting the funds when you ask them to.
Well, that's fair enough. I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Oh, may I answer direct to corporate services? I think the only issue with that... Well, the reason I included it in my report, Councillor Reynoldson, is because that was the specific wording in the resolution from last year.
Oh, well,
Councillor Bruce and Jones, the council allocate $1,000 per town for Christmas events and the chambers, etc., to report back on how the funds were utilised.
Well, that's fair enough. They didn't fulfil their obligations. Well, that's fair enough.
Otherwise, yeah, that's why it's in the report.
So do we have a mover and a seconder for the second day? Councillor Morris, second. Councillor Reynoldson. Any further comment? The recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.17, half cost scheme. 1-20-21, Corey Street, Finlay, footpath construction, west side, Yalupna Street to Tong Street. Recommendation. In accordance with the council policy, contributory footpath and curb and gutter schemes policy pursuant to clauses 218 and 219 of the Roads Act 1993, proceed with the construction of the footpath along Corey Street, Finlay, west side, Yalupna Street to Tong Street, and make charge on abutting property owners in accordance with the schedule for scheme 01-20-21 as set out below.
Mr. Mayor, Councillor Morris, that's actually on the east side of that footpath.
No, I think it's on the west, isn't it?
I thought it was.
Trevor Mays, yeah, there's a couple of Fraser. A couple of the property owners, I believe, live on the west side.
West side.
So it's west side.
My mistake, I apologise.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I put the recommendation. Somebody like to move it?
Yeah, I'll move it.
Councillor Bruce, second. Yeah. Councillor Morris. Any comments? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.18, Trainer Administration Officer Finance. Recommendation that the Council endorse the actions of the General Manager in amending the staff structure to include a permanent full-time position of Trainee Administration Officer Finance and include a budget provision for this position in 2021 financial year and beyond. Another mover for that. Councillor Glanville, second. Councillor Bodie. Any comment?
Yeah, I think it's a good positive step for staff.
Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 7.19, Financial Review, November 2020. Recommendation that the Council note the first quarterly review of the budget 2019-2020 and vote the funds contained therein as shown in Appendix 7.1-A. Note the quarterly budget review statement also attached in Appendix 7.19-B.
Mr. Mayor, just a little change there. It's the 2021 budget, obviously.
Note that, 2021. Sort of just lost 2020, haven't we, somehow?
Feels like it.
Do I have a move and a second for the recommendation? Councillor Taylor, second at Councillor Morris. All those in favour? Against, carried. Thank you. Items for noting. 8.1 to 8.8 inclusive. Somebody like to move that we... Councillor Glanville, Councillor Taylor. I'll put them... I'll go through them just quickly. 8.1, New South Wales, Victoria cross-border MOU. Any comments? Be a good outcome if we can get some results there. 8.2, New South Wales Rural Fire Service Red Fleet. Any comment? Ongoing issue. 8.3, half cost footpath schemes. Any comment? Can't buy one. 8.4, Code of Conduct Complaints Report. Any comment? 8.5, Request to Support Release of Water for Recreation Reserves Purposes. Any comment? 8.6, Tender 12/20/21, Supply and Install Electrical Distribution Infrastructure, Jersey Street, Tokemore. Any comment? 8.7, Tender 11/20/21, Design and Construct Sporting Facilities Upgrade to LED Lighting. Any comment? 8.8, Development Determinations for the month of October 2020. I'll dare say it again. Any comment? Couple of swimming pools. Okay, someone like to move that we...
Just before you do, Mr. Just going back to recreation water, should we not respond to Swan Hill and say, I assume we oppose the providing that water. We just can't receive a letter not respond in some form, I would have thought. And common courtesy to me would say that...
I can let them know you noted it.
We've noted it, yeah, I think they probably should.
I'll do that.
Right. All those in favour, items 8.1 to 8.8 inclusive. Against, carried, thank you. Somebody move, we go into closed council. We shouldn't be long, don't we? Councillor Morris, Councillor Reynoldson, second Councillor Taylor. All those in favour, against, carried. In closed council, council resolved that the council note the report, 9.1, the council note the report for the evaluation of the tender T12, T2021, supply and install electrical distribution infrastructure, Jersey Street, Tokemore, moved.
You don't need to say
that. Okay. Yep. And 9.2, resolved in closed council that Tender 11/20/21, Design and Construct Sporting Facilities Upgrade to LED Lighting. The recommendation, again, was passed. Okay, on to the Mayor's Report. Do I write them down? No, yeah, I do, yeah. So on the 29th to the 10th, attended one of our last cross-border Zoom commissioner meetings. They are probably going to be wound up as of
next week.
As of next week now, with some more information regarding South Australian border, I'd suggest. Again, you know, just been a great avenue of being able to advocate for our border communities through business and critical services. And they've just, you know, again, I just say they've done a fantastic job, realistically. I mean, I would have not liked to have been in that position.
Should we write and thank them?
Sorry?
Should we write and thank
them? Yeah, I think we should. We have at Ramjo level, but, yeah, I'd like to, yeah, write and thank them as well.
We do that in Business Arising, just resolve to do it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, righto. On the 3rd and 11th, I attended the CWA meeting in Finlay. Part of my recruiting strategy over a period of time is try to get around as many female organisations as I can. And I did go to the CWA 12 months ago and they invited me back just for a bit of an update on what's going on. I found it quite rewarding because you get to speak to, you know, a demographic that you might not necessarily run into in a period of time. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in our communities and obviously being able to inform them of why these things are going on or how they are progressing is obviously a good way of communicating to some of our many volunteers and residents in our community. Again, on the 5th and 11th, we had another cross-border commissioner meeting, but I don't need to talk about that. On the 6th and 11th, I went to the country mayors in Sydney. so that was the AGM followed by a... ordinary meeting. So the minutes are there to be read, but just a couple of things to note that come out of it. Katrina Humphreys, who's been the chair for a period of time, I think 4 years, I think she's been the chair, is now no longer the chair, and Ken Keith from Park Shire Council is now the... he was a board member. He's now the chairman. The vice chair, which the name eludes me, has continued in the same role. At that general meeting, we had a report from the Independent Bushfire Recovery Party. It was made note there that, you know, there's a lot of recommendations that come from that Independent Bushfire Recovery thing. That, you know, we want to see those implemented, those recommendations, or the country mayors want to see a lot of those. You know, it's all right to have the recommendations, but if you don't implement those recommendations, then especially those that are in bushfire-prone areas, which a lot of our country mayors are, especially on the east coast. There's some real concerns there, but they're pushing pretty hard there. Had another presentation from Mick Vidic, I think his name is, Shadow Minister for Industry, Trade, Rural Roads, Rural Affairs and Western New South Wales. Again, just... talking about, you know, obviously the bushfire stuff, obviously road infrastructure, how it's going to develop. He seems like a reasonable shadow minister. Often get a lot of shadow ministers at country mayors. You don't often get the ministers, but they're there to come along and offer their alternative view on the way that they would, operate in government. And another item of note in there was... Linda Scott gave an address as well, the president of LG New South Wales, there's a push for LG local government to be on the national cabinet. They're pushing pretty hard for that to happen, so whether they get on there or not, we'll see what happens. The 9th to 11th, I had a Zoom meeting with the water subcommittee meeting for Ramjo. Again, that is opening quite a few doors, and in light of the presentation that we had last week, there'll be some interest, I believe, in Ramjo using that information or partnering with that information going forward as well. On the 10th to the 11th, we had the briefing here from the around the Northern Basin floodplain harvesting, which again, will definitely open my eyes up. And we wait for that report to be released. 12th and 11th, I went to the Ramjo board meeting in Albury. That was there's some really good stuff happening at Ramjo. I don't know if we all read those minutes, but through the subcommittees, you know, like Ramjo 2 years ago, or 18 months ago, Ramjo appointed a new CEO, Bridget Leopold. So out of that, we formed five or six, no, it's eight subcommittees, all the way from water down to telecommunications. And Bridget was a staff member of one. Ramjo now has eight staff members underneath their banner. She and all pretty much funded with not much of an increase, Rowan, in our contributions. There was some money, a lot of money left over in the waste space, $600,000+ that of the recommendations there was. Say if there was 100% of recommendations, only 15% of those recommendations would be taken up and implemented. So hopefully going forward, and we met, didn't we, Matt, with Christy, yes, who will be our liaison out here in the waste space. And there's some, I believe there's some interesting stuff going forward. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea waste, but we'll get some outcomes, I believe. And they're very passionate. Andrea Baldwin also works in that space, which may well be known to a lot of you around the table, and they've employed two junior coordinators underneath, which we, I can't name the young fella.
I met
him on that night, and as I said, but there's going to be some really good outcomes, and watch your space. I think we're going to, it's going to be some interesting things happening in waste. On the 14th and 11th, I attended a luncheon for the ladies on the land at Finlay. That was an event that had been proposed to happen outside of what wasn't proposed to happen in the Berrigan Shire. It was going to happen in the Edward River. It was going to happen somewhere else. And then obviously because of COVID, it couldn't be. And then it was held in Finlay. And there was about 50 or 60 ladies in there. The event was held by Red Cross through funding from that Murrumbidgee Health funding that was out last year. And, there's some really impressive women right across the sphere out there, and it's just about making sure that, those connections are there and the appreciation for the ladies, what they actually do. A lot of them obviously work on the land, and obviously a lot of them have to go out and pick up a second job as well, to as well as everything else they have to do. So it was a very worthwhile event attending. So that's my report. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Morris, Councillor Taylor. All those in favour, against, carried, starting on the western side.
Councillor Bodie, on the 10th I attended the water briefing with Marianne, and that was somewhat enlightening. I'm sceptical of what it will achieve, but all the time you have to keep banging the drum. That's where it's at. Also on Tuesday the 10th, I went to the Tokemoor Chamber of Commerce meeting. It's the biggest, it's the best turn up that I've seen for some time. And I think they actually might be turning the corner from and having positive thoughts rather than the other way. So one might live in hope. On Thursday the 12th, I was invited to go to Probus and Tokemoor Probus and talk to them about all the things that are happening in Tokemoor. And there are lots of things happening, from the museum to the building to many other things, and it's all pretty positive for Tokemoor. So that was quite good. That's it.
Councillor Taylor?
Oh, yeah, I attended the water meeting here. I can just indicate that Finlay Golf Club's finished 15 of the 18 holes, so they're very close. Just a query, I don't know whether this should be in general business, but I'll be away for 2 weeks.
Yep. So you just like to put in a leave of absence?
Yeah, so I won't be here at the next strategy meeting.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that one, do you? Does it? Or just note that. Yep. Okay, Councillor Morris?
Just going to ask when he's actually going away.
Of November, attended a regional planning committee meeting
regarding the two DAs for 5 megawatt solar farms.
No, nothing. The only thing is, just put my MDBA's setting up a pilot group between Finlay and Berrigan, I think mainly on socio-economic stuff, so I've put my hand up to go on that. I think they got, yesterday they said they're going to put up with me. So that's going to be Zooms.
Councillor Gable?
Mr. Mayor, on the 6th, I attended what was, I guess you'd describe as an opening of the Rose Garden Memorial at Berriga Cemetery. It was driven by Gene Dodd, and it's terrific. And they've done it very sensibly, and there's room to expand it. And all they've allocated at the moment, I think, are all claimed, aren't they, John?
Oh, not entirely, no.
Isn't it?
No, no.
Because Jane's got one next to her husband. Someone's got one over the road.
What are we going to do, create a maze?
And on the 10th, the floodplain harvesting meeting.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Bruce?
Yeah, the floodplain harvesting meeting. I did send the cemetery photo shoot. A little correction needs to be made there in the item. It's in the newspaper. The Bruger Advancement Group actually paid for the rotunda. It's credit to the Lions Club, so that's just a little correction I will make. For no other reason, just to get it right. Attended a bag meeting.
Hmm. All right. Business arising.
The only thing I've got, Councillor Bruce, I did not attend the Sports Health and Fitness Centre Advisory Committee meeting last Thursday for various reasons, but there has been a letter come out to all the councils. I assume you've all seen that, with an invitation to tour the centre. Just a little follow-on from that, the same letter went to the Morayshire. I don't know who read the letter over there, but it came back. It wasn't an invitation like ours, just a tour of the centre by the council. It came back. They again refused to put, misunderstood the letter, I think. Thought they were being asked to put a member or councillor on the advisory committee. They come back and said they wouldn't do that. It wasn't what the intent of the letter at all was. It was just to invite the councillors to have a look through the centre, like the same letters we've got. So quite clearly, more I don't want to be part of the advisory committee. I'm not sure why, but anyway.
Do we need choice. To formally give them a date for that tour?
We will. I'll get Dylan to talk to you about it, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Anything else, Councillor Bruce?
No, that's all I got. Thanks.
Councillor Glanville, the issue, we still have this massive issue with the sewage smell that's coming out of the corner of Ingo Renner and Nugget Fuller. It's been there for a good period of time, I'd suggest a couple of years, but it really is bad, and lately it's been worse than ever.
Does stink, doesn't it?
And that's it. Oh, it's a shocker. You close your doors. I'm kidding. Not kidding.
Never heard of that one.
Are you aware of that one?
No, I haven't. Wasn't aware of that.
Down here?
I am now.
Here you go.
Anything else, Councillor Gable?
That's it.
No.
Councillor Morris?
Yeah, look, just with regard to the fitness cemetery, I was having a bit of discussion earlier. About bollards to replace the rails. We let those with obviously the lines come to.
Well, no, if you want to do something separate, you need to resolve to do something separate. I think the issue, some people in relation to the cemetery said, well, the fence you put along the path area should have been the same as the cemetery fence. Well, it can't be. The cemetery fence is only a plastic fence, so that's not going to fulfil the purpose. If you don't like the post and rail one, you need to get the staff to do something different and tell us what it is.
Investigate perhaps bollards or something more attractive than the parcel there, and those the Lions Club on the
Got that?
Oh, yeah.
Moved. Councillor Runnison, second. Councillor Taylor. Any further comment there?
No, I just think that, I've had quite a few phone calls over.
Right. All those in favour? All those in favour?
I don't understand.
No.
Sorry, do you want to just explain?
I'll draw you a picture.
We can get a picture. So where we've done the earthworks at Finlay,
Well, I haven't seen the earthworks either. So.
Okay. Just say that's Finlay Cemetery, and this would be Tongs Street. It used to be the entrance is so there. It used to be a big drain, open drain, which ran along here, which made it both difficult for parking and for sort of pedestrian access. So the council filled in that drain and created a sort of a walking area and a parking area. So to separate the cars and the pedestrians, we put in a treated pine barrier.
I think one of the issues too was, or at least one of the complaints that was put to me was just the height of the barrier as well, because I think Lions had put in the fence and I felt that you couldn't see the fence. And I think the other issue too was, I just wonder perhaps whether we should, and I thought the Lions person was going to come today, and but I thought the issues, there was also that little bit of issue of how tidy the surface area was too, whether there was anything we could do with that.
Well, the surface area is a different thing, but I mean, it's a barrier and beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You've got these everywhere, and this one's an issue. All around Kelly Street Nature Reserve.
Look, perhaps the best way would be to actually meet with the Lions and let them express their views or have them.
Can you organise that, one of you two, to get them to come to a strategy meeting?
Well, I've told them to.
Get them to come to council.
You'd rather council, would you?
Yeah, and they were going, I don't know why, but something obviously. I imagine, so they're.
Yep.
But yeah, they were coming on.
Yeah, okay.
It's a question, did we? Who made the decision to put the barrier? Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm not being critical. I just wondered how it came to get there, or was it a request to put it there, or did you just decide you wanted to put it there?
Well, it's really just to push the cars back so they don't park where the pedestrians are supposed to walk.
Yeah, well,
that's all, isn't it? Hey?
Yeah, look, in terms of our direction, we were set out to deliver, we were to create an area for parking, pipe the drain, and put in a barrier to separate pedestrian movements from vehicle movements, so you didn't want a car pulling right into the fence and send the pedestrian out the back of the road. So in terms of a physical, what we had to deliver in a practical sense, we deliver that. Of course, rail has a material used around the towns. It's inexpensive. It's not painted. You don't have to keep painting it. I selected it. In terms of what I asked staff to deliver, they delivered it perfectly.
Are they just still treated fine colour, are they? Or
yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened? We just painted them white.
You'd have to keep painting them white.
Oh, yeah, but blend in with the fence.
That's a bit like painting bricks, Councillor Bruce.
Oh, you don't paint
them. I think if they were Galalala, I think it'd sort of go a long way to solve
it. Yeah, they've got to be high enough for a car driver to see, though. Yeah.
They haven't been concreted in or anything, have they? They're just sitting in there, aren't they, in the ground? Pretty sure. So they could go a bit lower.
Yeah,
I just think that obviously, the Lions take pride in what they do for us, and they've put the fence up, and now we've impeded it unintentionally, but we've impeded it. I said to Councillor Taylor, I go there a little bit, and I just visualise the actual earthworks part of it. I didn't actually pay attention to the post and rail, and the idea, obviously, the post and rail is to continue the walking track, which is around the corner, so that they can continue to walk. I get the concept, but it has masked what they've done, and obviously, so they've taken umbrage to that. So if we can rectify that, I think we'll be right.
Okay. I mean, my judgment in talking to them is that it's a little bit about sort of expectation, whatever. And I think if we had a discussion, councils did a great job with the new piping and, it certainly tidied it up more than it was. But I think there may have been a slightly different expectation, and I think it could be worked out. I think we've just got to organise a meeting. And obviously, we're conscious also that they do a fair amount of work in the, especially in the lawn area, and people, that means they take ownership of it. They have expectations. I think it can be resolved.
Yep. Have you any more general business?
You got that motion.
No doubt. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do with that recommendation? Do you still want to proceed with that recommendation?
I think we should.
So what I'm suggesting to the Mayor is that you withdraw your motion that you got here, and one of you Finlay councillors invite them along to the next question time.
That's fair. I'll withdraw the early motion. And already asked to come along.
Might just need to be refirmed up. And just anyone that's, I'm sure Councillor Bruce will go and have a drive past there and have a look, but maybe just have a visual of it yourself if you haven't, not quite aware of what's going on. Anything else?
No.
Well, you like to go and investigate different things. You're an investigator. Councillor Taylor.
No, I'm good.
Councillor Bodie.
No, I'm right.
Tech services?
Oh, yeah. I did give you all a prioritised PAMP footpath list for Tokemel, and I would like to submit those changes. It's a bit, all the things are on there that were on there, they just prioritised differently. Do I need to do something? Basically, what I look at when I look at footpaths is that they radiate out from the schools, because it's to give access to the schools for kids so that they don't have to go on the road. And that's sort of what I look at, and that's the way I've arranged the list. What I've put on the list in yellow down the bottom is the Bruce Birrell Drive to Keogh Drive, up Bruce Birrell, Bruton Street to Keogh Drive, would be very good to do that. There's quite a few kids in and around Keogh Drive that ride their bikes down Bruce Birrell Drive, and it's not a very wide road, and the traffic, such as it is, often goes fairly quickly down that street. So what do I need to do, General Manager, to...
I'm a bit confused now, but anyway, I just wanted to go back to that. The PAMPS is, in fact, not all about the schools at all. It's about all pedestrians, and if you're asking me, it's particularly about the elderly who have limited mobility to get around. It's about improving access for them. So I sort of don't agree with you about just the focus being on the schools. Now, I was a bit confused because I thought we were doing something with the PAMP today, which we are not. But this PAMP's been adopted, has it not?
No.
Still out?
Needing to go out.
Oh, right, okay.
COVID-19 has done...
mucked up the consultation process. Right, that's why I'm confused. Yeah.
It needs to go out, the community needs to give their input into the plan, and then it will come back to council. Council then, as Ross has put forward his suggestion in terms of how he would put it, council will need to collectively put that list together and how they would prioritise.
So the council's adopted a draft for consultation?
Yes.
Okay.
So that can just be noting then, can it?
That can just be put into the mix for when it comes back.
Yes, okay, and I submit that for that. I take your point about the elderly, but when you look at the streets that are prioritised there, it will also serve that purpose. There has been some objection to Jerilderie Street, North Bruton Street to Deniliquin Street. It should be done because it's a major lead-in for that purpose and for the schools.
Yeah.
So, but I submit that. So,
all right, Matt.
Matt Hanson, Director of Corporate Services. Just the one item, Finley Sale Yard. We've got funding for the confirmed our funding for the phase one works there. So that's the underground electricity on Hamilton Street and replacing and or upgrading the ramps. So we are meeting with stakeholders on Friday at 8 p.m. at Finley Sale Yards.
And you in fact now have funding for stages one and
two. We have.
Yes. We already had funding for stage two as well. Yards. The council.
Yes. Yes.
So now that whole project can go ahead. Subject to final.
Yes. Anyway, there's a meeting at 8 o'clock on Friday with transport operators, the agents and the lessee, and council staff and any councillors who may wish to
Eight bells come at along. 5 on Friday.
8 bells on Friday, yes.
8 a.m.,
pardon me. Did I say p.m.? Probably.
Yeah, we'll not good
be
luck
PM. I won't be out at 8 p.m. on Friday night.
Well, you might be out, but you won't be at me.
Is it a scenario where they may have to miss a sale, a fortnightly sale?
No, it's about designing the ramps.
No. Sorry, I should explain further. Thank you. What it's about the process of how we're going to go about designing and procuring the ramps. So there's a range of options that we could go up, that we could do. We could just build the design that we've got in our draft concept plan. Or we can see if we want to redesign them a little bit, so we'll get someone to redesign them and go out to tender on that. Or we could go out for a design and construct, someone designs and builds their own design of the ramps. But it's a matter of how that process works and what we want to build into the specification.
Okay. Yep. With the
underground power, it'll go. It's more the ramps that are the issue.
We're talking.
With the electrical works, and understanding how the electrical works people work at the warp speed of a snail.
Well, they're out of it now.
Hey?
Those people are actually out of it now. It would be a contractor to do the work.
That's correct.
Yeah. Sale yards have to miss a sale, or do you think that it'll be able to be done in between? Because it's a fairly major job.
My understanding was for the ramps and the electrical, they could work around what was happening.
It's internal stuff. Okay. That'll be the issue.
Okay.
It'll be the yards. It'll be problematic. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not at a stage where I've even looked at starting that work yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But the
good result.
The ramps are all the ramps, cattle and sheep, or
cattle and sheep ramps, as you've been funded for. So that's with your cattle ramps, it's to upgrade one. And with the sheep ramps, replace them all with modern ones. And we turn the.
I thought
it
was only
ramp.
Two sheep ramps and one at the back.
Really, I didn't think we were going to do them all, but.
No, I don't.
Not done two on the front and one at the back?
I don't think so.
I'll have it ready for the plan on Monday, but yes.
I think stage
Friday,
one.
Friday. You're sleeping over there now.
Councillor Jones and myself went to Corowa and actually had a look at their ramps, cattle ramps and sheep ramps. They were very simple and efficient ramps that could be trotted around and just hooked on and hooked off. Not that that's necessary, but they were quite inexpensive ramps. We talked to the guys there, and they're about 20 grand a ramp and a sheep ramp, and they're worth having a look at the end of the day.
Thank you.
Anything else? Matt?
No, that's the only item I had.
I'll just, in business arising, for just to write a letter to the cross-border commissioner. And just to note, councillors, Director of Technical Services has just emailed you all an email with the frontage of the Finley Cemetery. Have a look at that before you leave. General Manager. He's got nothing.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Clear.
I thought he did. Just really for information, these. There is regional aerodrome funding available, which could be used to potentially replace one of the runways at Tokemoor, which Matt is working through. So he's going to have a look at that, and then we'll have a meeting with the users. In my humble opinion, the priority has always been seen to be the east-west runway, narrow it, move the lights, but we'll hear what they've got to say. There's a round of fixing country roads open at the moment, which we need to make applications for, and the proposal at this stage is Lower River Road and
Fixing Local Roads.
Fixing Local Roads.
Lower River Road and Smithers Road.
Smithers Road.
Mm-hmm.
I told you at the last meeting that the Thamet halved their contribution to the shed from 60 to 30. I had my wires crossed, it was from 120 to 60. So they're still giving us the 60, which is what we were proceeding on. Now, for the leases for the new foreshore building, with the application of the new Crown land legislation, if we had had a lease in place, that could, some way, shape or form, potentially have continued on, albeit we're always going to have the hurdle of turning one lease into four leases in any case. What the process appears to be now to go forward to get approval for that, because we're in an interim period, is I need to write to the minister and request an exemption and outline the reasons in that, one, it would have been permissible under the previous plan of management, which we have, and secondly, it's entirely consistent with the master plan for the foreshore, which is technically a part of that plan of management, and it's a joint economic process project with the state to get that to happen. So I need to write to the minister and get agreement about the 20-year leases for that, so that's what I'll do next. And the other thing we will need to do, we were going to apply for expressions of interest and have people come along, and then we just select some effectively. What we will be required to do is, we still have that expression of interest. We've then got to have a tender process, which will do a selective tender process. So the ones you prefer from the expressions of interest can be invited to tender for those spaces. So we're not going to get to, I don't think, any materially different outcome. We just need to go through a slightly different process to get there. So I'll do that. And next council meeting, do you want to go out for lunch for Christmas, as is your practice? If so, where? Beach?
Yeah, no, we'll go out for lunch.
Sure allowance.
We'll go out for lunch. We'll have a Happy Meal each in McDonald's and Denny. No, yeah, we'll work that out.
There must be still plenty left in your kitty, I think.
Very prudent. Yeah, we'll go, and obviously, usually we go to the Blue Door, but happy to...
Well, that might be a problem, because I...
They've still got restrictions inside.
Can we go outside?
Well, that depends.
Depends on the weather. Yeah. If it's 40 or it's raining, you might want to be outside.
All right. All right, we'll go out for lunch. We'll work it out where we go.
You could trot over to the country club.
Yeah.
Lunch coming up.
Yep. All right. Maybe someone needs to make a call. All right. Close the meeting at 12:15. Thank you for your attendance. Lunch is coming.